Hi there. The word for you today is keep bending the twig. In Deuteronomy 6, verse 6, we read these words, which I command you, teach them diligently to your children. On Father's Day, a pastor was making the point that it's not enough to talk the talk. You've also got to walk the walk. He said, it doesn't matter what you tell your kids. They'll turn out just like you. That scares me. Does it scare anyone else? Looking over the congregation, he saw that the only hand that was raised was his son's. As the twig is bent, so goes the tree. As a father, it's your responsibility to, quote, point your kids in the right direction. That's what Proverbs 22:6 says in the Message. Just as you nourish them with good food, the attitudes you transmit become food for their minds. Don't feed them with cynicism and half-baked theology. Come on, feed them spiritually by talking with them about the things of God, wherever you are, sitting at home, walking down the street. To quote Deuteronomy 6:6 in the Message, Dr. James Kennedy observed, and I quote, sending children to public schools and expecting school to teach them everything is a relatively recent development. From the 1600s until the mid-19th century, parents maintained responsibility for their children's education. And the curriculum included, are you ready for it, Bible reading and prayers? Today, society has allowed the eradication of both. We can no longer rely on the school system to support Christian views, writes Kennedy. We must work even harder to ensure our children grow in Christ. How do we bend the twig? With a God-centered education that teaches sound moral principles? Kids need high academic standards and direction towards attaining them through discipline, guidelines, boundaries, and rewards. Those who have children, don't give up. Keep bending the twig, and guess what? One day you'll have a tree that stands tall and bears fruit for God's glory.